the first Nosan gig we made, it was without drums, and most of the songs were played just like they are on this. So this release really reminds us the way we saw Nosan for the first time.
Welcome to K-Scope, the post-progressive podcast. Billy Reeves here, I trust you're well. Giancarlo Erra from No Sound there, we'll be hearing from him later, as well as tracks from the gorgeous new No Sound album. To start with though, here's Engineers and the brand new Helios remix of What It's Worth. Engineers, What It's Worth, the Helios remix. Engineers release a new 7-track EP on K-Scope on June the 13th, led by Two and Evergreen, one of the highlights from their greatly acclaimed In Praise of More LP, which came out late last year. As well as the Portland studio Boffin's Helios remixing tracks, there's also remodels on this Engineers EP by Elika, A Shoreline Dream, and K-Scope label mates North Atlantic Oscillations rethinking of Subtober. That's Engineers, that's What It's Worth from the Two and Evergreen 7-track EP out on K-Scope June the 13th. So ahead of an exclusive interview with No Sound's Giancarlo Erra, here's a track from their new release, A Northern Religion of Things. Recorded during the rehearsal process for the special solo gig Giancarlo performed last year. This is entitled Kites. Thank you. No Sound, Kites, from the K-Scope album, A Northern Religion of Things. Now, for the special one-off show, Giancarlo performed with a keyboard and a guitar, but also set up the drones, sounds and loops from the original albums to play along with live. So here, and at the gig, he was singing, playing, controlling effects with his feet. So when I met up with him in the East Anglian English city of Norwich, I began by asking him, due to this unique setup, just how he'd chosen which songs from his back catalogue to play.
The first reason was about the meanings of the song, because, you know, given the nature of the performance, it was a quite intimate performance. So I just choose the songs that near my personal things happen in my life. So I just wanted something that for me it was good to sing, just, you know, with the guitar, just with keyboards, without the band. I was able with my feet while playing the guitar and singing, controlling the volumes of the tracks and the volumes of the sounds. For example, I remember in Light Dark, for some reason during the gig, for example, I just made a mistake and I started the final rain just in the middle of the song because I was not remembering, oh, this is not the second pedal, it just does it rain. Because usually for No Sound we have quite complex arrangements. So I really always want to have very nice sounding instruments and, you know, just to have all the instruments of the albums. So I was not saying, okay, I will just, I don't know, plug an acoustic guitar and I will go with it. I just wanted to really create the atmosphere. So I was also obviously trying to choose the best.
Is there anything else that you would have liked to have played but thought that's not quite right? What were the other sick puppies?
Probably Winter Will Come was the first one. But for some reason, I was just unable to play it properly because it is not very easy for the timing of the guitar and the wording timing. So every time I was thinking more on the performance and less on the meaning of the song, so I was saying, okay, you know, it's a very moving song to me, so I just need to just not think about what I'm playing. Maybe next time if I will practice some more, maybe I will arrive.
Was there an idea in your head before you started recording this, or was it a case of let's record these as they will be played at the concert and we'll see what happens?
No, I was just thinking about how to play them on the gig, and then obviously I was alone, so I was able to rehearse all these songs in the studio, and so I somehow had the time to enter into these new arrangements of the songs. I just rediscovered them because, for example, something like Fading Silently, the way I sang and the way I played it on their own, the Northern Religion of Things, it's just the way it was originally composed. Then, you know, we had the drums and all the other things. So, in a way, I just rediscovered the versions of the songs like they were on my original demo tapes. And I just recorded a few takes in a couple of days. And at the end, I was really surprised. And then I played it to K-Scope and some friends. And I just got incredibly good feedback about them, so I thought, okay, it's not just me, it's really, maybe there is something. The first No Sound gig we made, it was without drums, and most of the songs were played just like they are on this, so this release really reminds us the way we saw No Sound for the first time. It started this way, and this release is just a nice way to close a circle, I think, something like that.
So in terms of when you actually sat down and wrote the song, what's the oldest song on here?
Broken Parts is probably the first ever song I wrote thinking about No Sound. It was about a story, it is about a story that happened to me when I was 17, and for some reason, in 2003, I just met, again, a person that just reminds me quite suddenly the situation. I was really surprised by my reactions after so many years. I was saying, okay, so this is still my reactions, and I just wanted to make it and, you know, to write it down in music. And obviously at the time it was quite difficult, but now it's really a song that I really love because it's quite simple, it's very simple, and there are quite a strong melodies, and probably if I record that today, I would just use a different arrangement.
Oh, yeah, because that dovetails nicely into my next question, actually, because I wondered if there was anything on here where you thought, ah, no, that's actually better than I did it originally.
Well, for sure, Broken Parts. I think that over the time, obviously, where how it was in Soul 29, it was a bit less self-assured, you know, with time, probably, with a song, with a story like Broken Parts, probably I would do it now. Probably more similar to My Apology. I would probably use less synthesizers, less things, and just focusing more on the story and on the storytelling, on the vocal melodies.
The future, then. What's next, particularly for the No Sound project? What's happening next?
For this album, I'm just trying to make this year another solo gig. So I hope I'll be able to plan it. I'm just trying to do it. And I'm really looking forward to it because I would like to have something like that again. Next year, early next year, new album going out. I have a lot, really huge amounts of material. So I'm
And who's playing on it? I guess all the, bringing all the chaps together again.
Absolutely, obviously, the band is playing. This release, in a way, it is more an exception, obviously. We already started playing some demos with the band and just trying to figure out what to use. And so at the moment, I'm just in the middle of trying to see I have a couple of ideas, and they are quite different about the mood of the next album. They are almost opposite, so I'm just trying to see what is the mood that I want to follow for the next album. For sure, it will not be with string quartet or like it was a sense of loss, but it could well move anyway into that kind of minimalist post-rockish approach that we started with Sense of Loss. But there will be also, for example, more guitars, because in Sense of Loss I just wanted to focus more on the string quartet, and here I will probably use more, I will be back more on the guitar and things like this. I still don't have a very, I'm still open. I have a couple of these, but I'm still quite open. I really like the new material anyway. So I'm really looking forward to work with the band on it.
recorded live with no overdubs, unique and personal interpretations of some of the finest and, in some case, rarest no-sound songs from the new album, which is entitled A Northern Religion of Things, out on June the 27th. That's No Sound and Tender Calm. My thanks to Gianco Erra for inviting me up to Norwich. He does make a lovely cup of tea. To finish with, here's Lunatic Soul and a track entitled Suspended in Whiteness. Thank you. on the K-Scope album Lunatic Soul 2. That's Lunatic Soul and Suspended in Whiteness.
Marius Duda from Lunatic Soul's band Riverside have been touring with our friends Pineapple Thief recently. We're told that Marius is working on some new Lunatic Soul material. So much for being at the other end. Do please stay in touch via the website, of course, kscopemusic.com, or on Twitter, where we are at kscopemusic. Billy Reeves signing off.